This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. It is now 7:36 in the morning, Thursday, the 20th of May. And you're with me, Roshan Kernison and Noel Lim. Right now, though, we're taking a look at Thailand. Noel, what's happening here?
Yeah, just before we get into Thailand, I just want to say something about Sensoft. I think it's great that they're making this investment, right? When we think about some major companies like IBM, they have, I think, pulled out from the data center business. So it's great that local companies are stepping up to fill the space. Well, back to Thailand. So it's gross domestic product, GDP. In the first quarter shrank 2.6% on year, and this is an improvement from the previous quarter's 4.2% contraction and also Bloomberg's estimate of minus 3.3%. However, there has been a new wave of COVID-19 cases in the second quarter, so just like Thailand, you know, countries like Malaysia as well are affected.
Right. And on April 1st, Thailand only recorded around 20 plus new cases. On Tuesday, it was around 2,000 cases. And then on Monday, the number spiked to 9,600 new COVID-19 cases due to a prison outbreak. So these are just some concerning numbers there. So what, I guess, can we expect in the coming quarters for Thailand's economy, especially since it historically has benefited much from FDI inflows and tourism, both which are curtailed in this COVID-19 world we're in right now. For more on this, we're speaking with Chanan Bonuch, Southeast Asia economist at Nomura. Chanan, good morning and thank you for joining us. Now, the Thai Q1 GDP contracted 2.6% on year. Was this in line with your expectations?
It was slightly better than our expectation and also the market expectations as well. But partly that was because of the stronger public investment, but we don't think that is going to be sustained in the coming quarters. DNESDC, the National Economic, Social and Development Board, they actually downgrade their full-year growth forecast to 2% from 3% previously, citing the impact of the new COVID-19 wave. So they are turning more cautious on the tourism outlook, but partly they also lower their forecast on the public investment as well, citing the slow disbursement rate of the government budget. So the positive surprise is unlikely to sustain, but now we're moving into Q2. The outbreak started in April, so we expect the sequential contraction in this quarter. The first quarter, Thailand actually avoid the sequential contraction, but only narrowly. As you all know, Thailand is the most countries that relying on tourism, and the new wave of the COVID outbreak is kind of delaying the reopening roadmap further. The vaccine rollout is also quite slow. Only 2% of the population was vaccinated so far. The vaccine supply is quite limited. That's compared to, say, Singapore, 30%. So the outlook is looking quite weak. We do not expect economic output to return to the pre-COVID level until Q3 next year.
Yeah, so there's so much that is going on. So the government has approved its latest economic relief package, I think value at 350 billion baht, or about 11 billion US dollars, to support businesses in the country. Is this enough to keep recovery on track given this recent outbreak?
Yeah, I think the new package looks quite big, but if you compare it to the previous one, that they announced in the second wave or in Q1, that's only slightly higher, partly reflecting the narrowing fiscal policy space. And actually, there were report yesterday, not officially yet, but the government is planning another borrowing decree of 700 billion Thai baht to boost higher spending and support the COVID-19 relief. So I think it's going to be quite substantial. So as I mentioned, there was no official announcement yet, but we expect the decree to we expect to hear more progress on the decree soon. So if it's materialized, then it's going to help support the economy in the second half.
Now, looking forward, Chanan, what are the other key risks to the Thai economy that you're particularly paying attention to?
Yeah, I think I also mentioned the vaccine rollout at only 2% so far. So I think that's the key thing to keep watching. The new outbreak this time is much worse than the first two waves. But if there's no vaccination progress, there's no vaccine procurement, no supply, then the pace of reopening the economy for foreign tourists will be quite weak.
Why is please carry on.
Yeah, we note that before the pre-COVID, there was 40 million tourists in 2019, but this year we only forecast it at 2 million. So that's very low. And we expect downside risk from that to our tourist number because of slow vaccine rollout.
Why is the pace of vaccination so slow?
Yes, so the supply of vaccine is quite limited. The number we estimate is only at around 2 to 3% of GDP of population. So the supply will eventually come in gradually in the second half. So before we get into the later part of the year, we do not expect any picked up in the vaccination rate.
And John, given the current situation, what is your outlook for the Thai economy for the rest of the year and maybe your Q2 forecast as well for GDP?
So for the full year, we expect growth at 2.1%. So that's well below consensus forecast of 2.7%. But the latest downgrade from the NESDC is bringing the growth outlook closer to our forecast. I wanted to note that the BOT is now forecasting growth at 3%, but they have been showing their new scenario analysis, showing that growth could be as low as 1% this year. So that should be announced in June. For Q2 in particular, growth should rebound quite significantly to 6% year-on-year. But that's because of the low base effect. If you look at the sequential growth, we think it's going to turn negative.
And so zooming out with the re-emergence of a new COVID wave in the region, how does this affect the optimistic recovery outlook that we had earlier this year?
Yeah, I think it's a quite substantial negative development. Previously, we expect growth to be 2.7%, so we downgraded it quite substantially to 2.1%, mainly because of the new disruption on the domestic demand and also the delayed reopening of borders for the foreign tourists.
Shannon, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Shannon Bonuch, Southeast Asia economist at Nomura, giving us his view on the Thai economy, some of the concerns he's got, and rounding it off with a look at the region. The vaccine rollout seems to be a key part of the forward guidance right at the end of the day. Everyone, not just Thailand, but everyone in the world seems to be pegging their economic outlook towards how fast they can get vaccinated, which is why you're seeing so much more optimism in the US, or why we saw optimism in China, because, well, they kept the case numbers low. Noah, was there anything in particular that caught your attention there?
Yes, unless people are vaccinated, they would not, you know, want to go out, right? And the country has to remain in some semi-lockdown or so forth. And the thing is, not just Thailand, Malaysia as well, it's the sourcing of vaccines, right? The supply of vaccines. And that seems to be the major game changer here.
Yeah, and it's just when we take a look at the situation, it's not great, because even before the COVID-19 pandemic, Thailand was facing economic issues already. Aside the fact that it had political issues, that was one thing that was already going on then. It was facing a drought, so agriculture was being impacted, and already you had signs of over-reliance on the tourism sector in terms of GDP and jobs. That was completely thrown out the window last year when you had this borders closed, and that was a key concern for their economy. So, and you know, like all governments that aren't perhaps the US government, there is always a certain limit in terms of the fiscal space you have, right? You can't just keep throwing trillions of dollars at the problem and expecting there to be no ramifications. So the fiscal headroom, always a concern there.
Yeah, developing countries always are compelled to be more prudent than the US, right? And the fact that the US has so much financial prowess, it is able to hog up the vaccines, so to speak. And so I hope the situation improves quickly in Thailand.
Yep, all those developed nations bought up more vaccines than they needed, and now out of the goodness of their hearts are giving it to other people now that they have got their situation under control. Keep it here at the BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.